If you've been doing literally everything right in your career, you're showing up early, you're helping your team, you're getting positive feedback, and still you're not getting promoted, you're not getting recognized, you're not getting a raise, it's probably leaving you thinking, what else do I need to do to make this happen? And the thing here is that it's not about what you need to do. You don't need to work harder. It's about two simple things that you've never been taught: impact and visibility. So in today's episode, I'm breaking down the exact shifts one of my clients made to go from overlooked to seen as a leader and how you can do the same so you can finally get promoted and increase your salary by 20 to 50K. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So excited to have you here. So I just started working with a new one-on-one client, and from just our sales call and one session, there were a few things that came out that were like the reason for this episode. So this client, when I remember when we first met, she said to me, you know, I'm doing all this work and it just feels like nobody sees me. So when we looked at like her actions, she was staying late, she was helping out, she was saying yes to everything that came her way, and she was still being passed over for a promotion. I remember her saying, you know, I support my manager, I've taken on more, I get good feedback every time, but I'm still not the one being tapped for the promotion. And something that came out was that deep down, she was starting to question herself. She was starting to wonder, you know, is it me? Do I just not know how to say what I've done? Am I missing something? And as with most women that I work with, quickly realized that she wasn't missing anything except a strategy. And so in this episode, I want to walk you through the only two things that you need to actually go from overlooked to being promoted. Because if that client's story was resonating, you probably have experienced similar things, right? You have taken on more responsibilities at work. You are covering for your boss or doing your boss's job. Every time you have an evaluation, you're being told, great job. You are the go-to person. You're the glue that's holding everything together. You know everything about the company, but you're still not getting promoted. Like, your salary and your title are not matching all these so-called accolades that they're giving you and the work that you know that you're putting in. Like, you are not at the director level. You are not at the VP level. You're not at a senior level. You're not making six figures because you are still being overlooked for that promotion. And it always, like, this will, I've worked with so many women now that I can already identify. It leaves you feeling frustrated, doubting yourself and your skill sets, and just unmotivated. You get to the point where you start to even question if you really want this, if you want to put in the effort to make it happen. It makes you feel unmotivated. So how exactly do you go from being overlooked to being valued? Like, how do you shift how the decision makers perceive you? Because ultimately, that's what the problem is. If I think of this client's story, it was that, so she was a director of diversity, and she was in meetings with, like, C-suite meetings, everybody else, like the CEO, the CEO, the CFO. She was the only director level person at the C-suite meetings. And when they were ready to hire a CDO, a chief diversity officer, they brought in somebody external. Meanwhile, she had been doing that work for years, and they hired somebody else. And so just when you hear that, I'm sure, like, there might be a part of you that's resonating because you have experienced it. Maybe you've been told to wait your turn, or you feel like you don't know how to articulate your value. So how exactly do you make that shift so that you don't keep being overlooked in your career? Well, if you have a desire to get promoted into a higher level role, increase your salary by 20 to 50K, candidly, there are only two things that you need. And those two things are impact and visibility. Okay, let's talk about each of them. When I say impact, you have to be able to know what your impact is. You have to be able to name what your impact is and speak about your impact. And this one, I just find so many women struggle with this one. Like I literally had a session with a client, yesterday actually. And we were working on her resume. And 2 weeks ago, she had said to me, you know, because I had told her, okay, we need to rework this resume because I don't see any impact on here. You're just listing tasks. And I remember her saying, I don't have any impact. And so I'm like, yes, you do. Like everybody does. A lot of people, women just struggle to identify it. And so, you know, we're going through her resume and this is a client in safety and she will say things like, you know, she created this training. And I'm like, okay, why did the training matter? And she would just struggle and like she was getting stuck. And I remember at one point, I'm like, okay, what would not have happened if this training was not in place? And she's like, well, people will be leaving the site more often because they would need to get trained at multiple times. I'm like, okay, so you saved hours. You make things more efficient. She's like, yeah, we just saved hours. I'm like, yeah, that's the impact. And I remember there was another one. I don't even remember what it was, but I just remember asking her and she's like, and I'm like, what, why does that matter? And she's like, well, the company makes more money. And I'm like, exactly. That is the impact. They make more money. That's what we want to talk about on your resume. And I think sometimes you just need someone to ask the right questions to pull it out of you. Because what I'm starting to realize after working with so many like women so far in my different coaching programs is that I don't think like in typical career world, like your brain is not trained to think this way. I don't know how else to say it. Like nobody's telling you at your job, what is your impact? Think about your impact. Like unless someone actively sits down and walks you through it, your brain is just not working that way. You just go in, do your work, go home and expect to get promoted. But that's not how life works. That is not how the world of work works. You actually need to be able to tell people why your work matters, the difference that your work is making. And this is why sometimes you just need to work with a coach, right? Like this is what I help my clients do when we work together in my one-on-one coaching next level career is actually articulate the difference that you're making. And this is so big if you are trying to, again, go up into that director, VP, senior level, C-suite even. It's like you want a role that is inherently a leadership role. You want to be a leader in an organization. You cannot lead if you don't have influence. You cannot lead if you're not making a difference. Your impact is how you show that you are ready to be a leader. Like when you can show that you're already making a difference, that is how you show that you're already having influence at an organization. And so you're ready to do that at a higher level. That is essentially what I coach my clients through, is you're ready to operate at a higher level. You have to be able to help decision makers see that you are capable, and the way you do that is communicating your impact. Because when it comes to getting promoted, you don't get promoted for working hard. You get promoted for creating outcomes. And when you are, again, when you are a high achiever, you're probably saying things like, I just help where I can. I make sure things get done. I support my team or manager. Like that's actually something the client I started this episode telling you about. She literally said, she was like, I support my manager. I help with cleaning up a lot of things. But when I asked her, you know, what would your VP say you're known for? She actually had to pause and think about it because she hadn't been thinking about her work in terms of like the business value to the organization. She was literally just thinking about the efforts she was having, or I should say the efforts she was putting into her work, and not the outcome that she was having or delivering for the organization. And so through coaching this client, we actually reframed her language. Like we realized that she was leading cross-functional teams that had actually protected revenue. She was bridging the gap between different teams to prevent client fallout. And she was making sure that relationships were intact so that work didn't fall through the cracks, increasing efficiency. Literally, same work, different positioning. So when I say impact, it's not just about what you do. It's like, okay, when you think about your task, you're like, okay, I lead a meeting. I'm making that up, right? Let me use the other client. I said, I create a training. Okay, that is the thing you did. Now, the next level is, what happens because of that thing? What problem are you preventing? What result are you driving? How do those things map onto what the leaders of the company that you are trying to get a job in care about? Right? How do you connect all of those things to outcomes that the organization cares about? Because if you can't connect your work to big goals like revenue, retention, efficiency, client satisfaction, cross-functional leadership or collaboration, then you're not seen as an essential member of the organization. You're just seen as a helpful member. Like, you're a doer. You're a implementer. You are helpful. You are dependable. They can always count on you. But none of those are what you want to be. Like, if you're trying to get to a higher level, we want them to describe you with words like strategic, visionary, influencer, leader, impactful, right? That is language that you want to be tied to your work. And so I want you, if this is one where you struggle with a lot, meaning you really have a hard time identifying your impact, and because you can't talk about what you don't know, right? Like, you have to be able to identify it, then put language around it, and then talk about it, right? You have to be able to talk about it on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile, in interviews, in networking conversations. Like, once you've identified it, now you can talk about it in different ways and places to show why you're ready for that role. So if you really struggle with identifying your impact, ask yourself, if I disappeared tomorrow, what would fall apart? And I know that can still seem, you might say nothing will fall apart. I find that hard to believe. Like, look at the last project you worked on. What were you responsible for that? And let me, maybe this is what I should say, maybe not even just fall apart, what would feel the loss of your presence? That's how I should put it. Because fall apart might make you think, oh, the whole company fell apart. No, it might just be, are things going to run slower? Are things going to fall through the cracks? Are details going to be missed? And then if things run slower, does that mean that you lose a client down the line, or revenue gets impacted, or you become less efficient for the company? There's always going to be a trickle-down effect of the work that you're... If your work did not make a difference, you would not have a job. Like, let me just say that. Like, if you were not already impactful, a company will not be paying you big amounts of money every year to come into work. So there is something that you're doing that matters inherently to the company. If there wasn't, you would not have a job. It's just that simple. So just like, look at things like the last project you worked on, what measurable success came from it. When you are thinking about writing or even talking about your work, add a, like, so let's say you say, I created blank. So that, like, add so that to the end of each sentence. And the so that usually is where you can try to start pulling in the impact. So I do X so that Y happens. And Y needs to be something that the company cares about, that the team cares about, that the department cares about. Okay. And this is literally exactly what I do with my one-on-one clients in Next Level Career. Like, we take the work you're already doing and translate it into language that connects to decision makers and leaders. Because candidly, if you are not talking about your impact, no one's going to do it for you, and you're not going to get the job. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Okay. Okay. So that's the first thing you need, impact. The second thing you need is visibility. But like, remember I said, to get promoted, you only need two things if you want to stop being overlooked. Impact. Second is visibility. You need to be known for your impact by the right people. Let me say that again. You need to be known for your impact by the right people. Like, it is not enough for you to do great work. It is not even enough for you to know that you do great work. You have to make sure the right people, usually the people who are making decisions about who gets the job, they know what you're doing and they associate you and your work with results. Whether that is internally at your current company or externally at a different organization that you're trying to go into. People need to know that you generate results. They're not going to give you a job if you don't have a track record of generating results. It's just that simple. And that's what visibility is. I'm thinking back to the client again that I started this episode with. We'll just call her Ellen because it feels weird as I keep saying, you know, client. I've talked about two different clients already. We'll just call this one Ellen. Ellen is the one who said, you know, she was just supporting her manager and she got passed over for the promotion twice. And I remember her saying to me, you know, I've been doing this work for a long time. And for her, I think at that point it was like 15 years, but I'm not the one being tapped. And then I remember asking her, okay, who is actually aware of what you do beyond your manager? And she was like, honestly, no one. Like, I just assume that if I keep doing the work, eventually it will be recognized. And it's like, what? No. Girl, I'm glad we're working together. Because that age-old tale, just put your head down and do the work, is a lie from the pits of hell, especially if you are a Black woman or a woman of color. Girl, they ain't noticing jack. They are promoting their colleagues, their friends, the one they're golfing with, the one they're going to happy hour with, the one that they're going to birthday parties with. That is who is getting tapped. They're not recognizing you because you're a doer. This sounds terrible, but in their mind, you are below their level. You're not in their, what is the word, like purview. And I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying like people think about it as the recency effect, right? You know what? When I say out of sight, out of mind, that's literally what's happening to you. You are out of sight. So when opportunities come, you are out of mind. You need to be in sight to be in mind for opportunities. And the worst part with this client, Ellen, was that she was also working under a toxic manager. Right. So from coaching, we realized that her manager was actually blocking her visibility. So all her wins, all her accomplishments were being filtered through someone who wasn't advocating for her. And so then when I asked her, so what's the backup plan? Like, who else can speak to your impact? Then we actually started naming people in her organization who she could start having one-on-ones with, looping in on updates, partnering with on cross-functional like projects across different teams, and even debriefing with after major wins. Because at this point, she had to work around her manager. And it wasn't like she needed to network. It was that she needed to be seen. Like she people had to know that she existed and that her work existed. And so that's, if you're trying to operate at a higher level, where again, you want more influence, more income, and more impact, people need to see you. Influencers are seen. Influencers are visible. You can't influence somebody if they don't know that you exist, baby. It's just not going to happen. Okay? And I know sometimes with visibility, there's this sense of, okay, for people to know that my work exists, I have to talk about it. And that can feel icky because you might think, oh, I don't want to brag. But visibility is not bragging. Visibility just means, how can you be in the right rooms or in relationships with the right people? How can you be in relationship, when I say right people, decision makers? Who is the hiring manager for the job you want? Who is the person you will be reporting to in the job you want? Who are your direct reports going to be? Because sometimes they are part of the decision making. Visibility is being consistent and confident in how you speak about your work. No outsourcing your promotion to just one person, meaning like the trajectory of your career cannot be in the hands of one person, especially not a manager, even if it's a good manager. Like some other people cannot be in control of your career trajectory. You have to be in the driver's seat. You are the CEO of your career. You have to be the decision maker. And so you have to make sure, is my ability to be visible being filtered through somebody else? And if the answer is yes, okay, how can I take back control and power and make myself visible with decision makers? If you're listening and you're thinking, okay, but how do I implement this? What does this look like actively? Just ask yourself, you know, who are two or three people in your organization whose opinion carries weight? And this is if you're trying to get promoted internally. If it's externally, find the target organization. And the question is the same, but just who are two people in that organization whose opinion carries weight? Then ask yourself, do they know the work you're doing? Have they heard your voice in meetings? Do they know you exist? If the answer is no, what is one small way you can increase visibility this month? Can you ask to lead a presentation? Can you just send an update email? Can you ask to grab a virtual coffee? Like, what can you do to just be seen by people who are making decisions? Because when I work with my clients in my one-on-one coaching Next Level Career, we build out a clear visibility plan that actually fits how they like to be in relationship. So, for example, if you're introverted or extroverted, the goal is always going to be the same. Your name needs to just come up when opportunities come up. So how can we build a plan that fits your energy and how you like to be in relationship with people? So there you have it. If you have been overlooked and you want to stop being overlooked and get promoted, the two things you need: impact and visibility. That's it. That is what got my client Ellen, as we're calling her, clarity. And that is what is going to get you promoted. So if you are tired of feeling like you are doing everything right and you're still being overlooked, you don't need to work harder. Okay. harder, working more is just going to burn you out, stress you out. What you need is an actual strategy. And that's exactly what I help you build inside Next Level Career, my one-on-one coaching partnership for Christian women who want to land higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who they are. So if you want to get promoted in the next 6 months and increase your salary by 20 to 50K, you should definitely work with me in Next Level Career. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn more about NLC and book a free sales call to talk to me. Again, it's privatecareercoaching.com. That URL is also going to be in the episode description below. When you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you will see all the details about working with me one-on-one, what's included, and a form or quick form you can fill out to book a sales call. And usually what happens on that sales call is we're going to get super clear about what has been happening in your career. How have you been overlooked? What have you tried? What hasn't worked? And then I'm going to lay out for you the exact three things that we're going to do to get you promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase in the next 6 months. So again, go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more and book your free sales call today so we can get you promoted ASAP. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.